Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, last time this week and only a few dilemmas left for 2024. So if you want to get one into us, you can WhatsApp us 085-102-9103 or email talk@beat102103.com. Hi, Beat Breakfast Crew. I need your help on something. I've been casually seeing this girl for the last few weeks. We met online and we've had 3 dates. She's nice, but I really don't think the spark is there. On our 3rd date the other night, she asked me what I had bought her for Christmas. I panicked and said I hadn't started my Christmas shopping yet. And she said she would send me a list of ideas for things to get her. She emailed me the list. It's full of mad expensive things like shoes, designer perfume and jewellery. To be honest, I hadn't even planned on getting her a Christmas present. She's not my girlfriend. We're not exclusive and I can't see it going far. I really can't justify spending a couple of €100 on this girl I know, knowing I'll probably finish it after Christmas. What do I do? Please help. Well,
Okay, a word now. It's time for a word.
I actually think this, I don't know, am I like... I just think, like, why are you going along with this?
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
Why after Christmas?
You like, don't fan... Like,
what's the point of hanging on to her for another week or two?
Yeah, like, you said you're not into her. And, like, I think it's really strange that she sent you a list.
It is
don't
really
get me wrong. Like,
after
that would
dates.
Make me freak out a little yeah. bit. But at the same time...
But I presume in her head, she's going to get him something nice if she's aiming for these things from him. So I think you've got to end it before she goes and spends
you
money.
You have to end it. Like, you're going to stay with someone for the sake of it. And then, like, okay, so you... Potentially, you buy her a present, but you don't buy her what she wants. And God, like, you're not suited. Like, why? You're not a match. Do you know? Like,
yeah.
It's Christmas. Like, do the right thing and just say.
Why do people hang on?
I don't know. I suppose maybe it is a. Is it a company thing? Is it having like?
Does he need someone for New Year's Eve to kiss at midnight? I don't know.
But
it's weird.
You're not compatible. Like, yeah. You're not on the same page. Mm. Like, what's she doing sending you a list? I don't even send Tom a list. Do you know what
he has to guess after all these years still.
Killian, you're in the dating world.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this in the shower yesterday. That's how pathetic my life is.
Oh,
I came in yesterday,
babe.
And I was thinking about it. And I think this guy has the perfect opportunity to troll this girl. Not being nasty, but like... What he should do, if I was in his position now, think all you want to me about this, but I think this is a great opportunity to gain a lot. You send her a list of a load of expensive stuff you
Brand
want as well.
Air Force Runners and
exactly. You
games.
Buy her the minimum. You buy her like a candle, €2 over in Tesco.
Oh, God.
You get all the expensive presents and then dump her. Dump her. Bye bye, Felicia.
No, I have
to. That's the perfect opportunity. How dare she be all like, oh, buy me this. You totally have the right, if she's done that, to send her a list. Buy her the minimum, and then you get a load. You might get something else out of it, and then dump her.
But I really have to go back to the fact that, like, there's nothing.
There's
like,
nothing there, essentially.
You don't have, you're not in a relationship
yeah,
with her.
Presents.
Yeah, but I'm not into, I just couldn't, like.
I wouldn't enjoy
a
present
it's,
in
it's
that
It's a game playing thing, and I'm not into games.
Well, she's well able to play the game, why shouldn't you?
I don't know, let's play devil's advocate. Is she 3 dates in and thinking, like, this is going really
Serious.
Well, and she's, like, mad into him and thinking there's something there?
I don't know. We can't make head nor tail of this. What would you say to this email? Give us your advice. Okay, Mary, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good,
Mary. Mary in Ferns this morning, or outside Ferns.
Kilrush,
what do you make of this?
I'm looking at it from her side.
Okay.
Did she send him that list because she wants to break up with him, but she wants him to do it first?
Oh, Mary. Mary.
There's two ways of looking at things, guys.
Yeah,
so come on. What would be the kind of...
So she, after 3 dates, she's kind of going, oh, this isn't going great. I don't want to be a bitch at Christmas and dump him.
Yeah.
So if I ask for a huge kind of gift, it might just kind of make him scurry off.
Yes.
Oh,
that's like theory, real kind of like, God, I wouldn't have thought of that, Mary. I wouldn't have thought
of
that.
I go very deep.
I suppose if it's a real test and it's kind of putting him up to it as to whether or not he's going to step up. Okay.
Okay, good theory.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Off to work with you. Thanks for chatting to us.
No bother at all.
Have a good day, hon. Bye,
Mary.
Right, some messages coming in. Shane says, Killian, I thought you were a bit off with what you said, but a lot of the lads are agreeing with you.
You've
tapped into something this morning.
I know, but it's not like, oh, a woman can ask for a load of expensive presents, and then when I say the lads suggest it, it's all like, oh, Killian, you're a bad man.
Well, Shane says, come on, easy one. Like, why wait till after Christmas, dumper? Get your present first and then end it.
Exactly.
Brenda was on. She's angry.
Brenda is not happy this morning. She said, let the girl alone and get on with her life. Finishing with her after Christmas, you selfish pig. Granted, Granted, the list thing is weird and asking what you're buying is a bit weird. But let her go and stop wasting her time and her money, as she obviously is going to buy you something. Let her go and stop using while you wait for the one, in inverted commas, to come along. You're a selfish, greedy pig of a man using her because you don't want to be alone while waiting for the right girl to come along. Angry face emoji.
Yeah. Brenda. Two pigs in there.
Yeah, but Brenda, like, she felt strongly about this fella.
Richie was on from Carrick. He says, I would call her bluff, explain to her that it's too early days for presents and each other's company should be enough for now. Realising she's not getting a few handy gifts, watch her true interest in you be revealed. Some play the game, you just play it better. Okay, let's get a couple of the voice notes on this. We're going to start with our good friend Ka, who was on to us from Kilkenny this morning. So listen.
Morning, guys. So your reaction is absolutely hilarious. And Killian, I absolutely cannot agree with you on that one. That is not a good idea. Two wrongs don't make a right, remember. And it's Christmas time. Yeah, totally agree with Joe. And there's nothing there, so he needs to just finish it, and the sooner the better. I'd be curious to know how many people she's actually sending that list to. Maybe just playing devil's advocate there. But yeah, just finish it, and no presents exchanged. That's hilarious though that she sent the list after like what, 3 dates. Oh my God. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks a million, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
Sean was on to us, and really, Sean, you'd make some great points in your long voice note, but it's just the first bit that I want to listen to.
Goodness me, Beat. She's a cheeky chicken, that.
That one. And finally, Alan was on from Tipperary.
Beat, he's playing the clever there now. He knows she's getting him something right good for Christmas, so he's staying till after Christmas, and then she's gone.
Gone.
Gone.